Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Morgan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hudlin. Burns moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. West reaches second base with a double. Sharon moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon scores. West scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Burns reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Burns scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lovey. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley fires to first and picks off Knickerbocker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.